Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. I'll be mentioning some things that may be a little bit more personal than usually I'll deal with in the pulpit, and certainly won't go in any detail about anything, at least I don't intend to. But I pray for a lot of people, and sometimes you find out that prayer has been answered, and I rejoice in that. I'm thankful. But then there are times when you find out your prayers haven't been answered. The situation they're in hasn't improved. They're sick and they haven't gotten well. They're going through difficulties and the difficulties haven't improved. Sometimes you pray for people and you want to see them closer to the Lord, and you find out that seemingly that hasn't happened or isn't taking place. And that kind of situation happened just a few days ago. Someone I'm praying about, and I pray for a lot of people in and outside of the church, but someone that I've been burdened about and someone I've been praying for, I found out that it seemed like at this point the answer to the prayer had not come to fruition. And I got to thinking when I found out, when I was made aware that things hadn't changed, they're no closer to the Lord, or doesn't seem to be. If you guess, you'll probably guess wrong, so don't try and even guess who I'm talking about. You probably would guess in error, and it doesn't matter. But I got to thinking this, I'm just going to forget it. I'm going to quit praying for them. I'm going to quit trying to encourage them when I see them or when I talk to them. If they want to walk away from the Lord, let them. And I carried that type of attitude for about 2 minutes. I thought, I've prayed and I've tried to help them, and it doesn't seem like they want to be helped. So, okay, who cares? And then after about 2 minutes of that, I got to thinking, and the Lord got to talking to me. And I got to thinking, I can't give up on them. And then I got to thinking about, ooh, it's not them I'm depending on anyway, it's God. And if I had to depend on them, there may be reasons to just give up. If I had to depend on me, there'd be reasons to give up. But I'm not dependent on people. I'm not even dependent on circumstances. Circumstances don't have to change. The heart of man and the heart of God, God's heart can touch our heart, and we can be helped whether our circumstances improve or not. And what I'm preaching this morning is the outcome of those few minutes of me listening to self and the devil for a few moments, but then finally God speaking to my heart. And I want to try and preach this message this morning. I refuse to give up. I say humbly this morning. I say recognizing I'm as flesh as anybody else. I say this morning recognizing that I can back up, I can fall, I can fail, I can make a mess of things better than anybody I know of. But I want to say this morning, with God's help, I refuse to give up. I don't want to listen to the lies of the devil. I don't want to back up, I don't want to back down, I don't want to give up, I don't want to kick out. I want to keep serving God. I want to keep a burden for people. I want to keep my tears. I want to keep my desire. I want to be faithful to the Lord and faithful to the church and faithful to what God's placed me with. I want to mind the Lord. I want to obey Him. And I say this morning, with God's help, I recognize without His help, I'm a goner. I realize without His touch, I can do nothing. I realize if He doesn't give me strength, I'll quit before I get to the house. But if He'll give me strength and wisdom enough to know how to follow Him, I want to say this morning that I refuse to give up. This verse, verse 9, says, "Let us be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." I'll tell you, it's easy to get weary. It's easy to grow tired. It's easy to get discouraged and disappointed. But the Bible says we're not to allow the circumstances of our lives to make us weary or to drag us down. And except God to help us, that's what's going to happen. Unless we trust His grace, that's what's going to take place. We'll all grow weary. We'll all grow tired. We'll all get discouraged and quit. But in this day, we need somebody that's going to say, "I'm not going to quit." In spite of the devil's attack, in spite of the flesh, in spite of the devil, in spite of the world, I refuse to give up. I'm not going to quit. I know this is a risky message. I know this is a dangerous decision. But I don't know what else to do. The option of quitting or not quitting, to me, there's no option. And I say this morning, if the Lord give me grace, and I hope that they'll put this in your heart also, that's why I'm preaching it, that with God's grace, we're not going to quit. It reminds me of John 6:66, "Don't turn, but just listen. From that time, many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him." We're living in a day when many people are doing exactly what they did. As long as it was easy, they'd follow the Lord. As long as everything went all right, as long as it went their way, they'd follow Him. But once it got difficult, once He made demands of them that they didn't like, they went back to the house. And the Bible says they followed Him or they walked with Him no more. And we're living in a day when people are doing like they did. They're heading back home. They're giving up. They're throwing in the towel and quitting. And we need some people who will stick. We need some people who will say, "With God's help, I'm sticking in there. Though it may get tough, and it will. Though I may face trials, and I will. Though my heart may hurt, though I may shed tears, I'm sticking in there with God." That's the kind of person I want to be. There used to be a phrase years ago, "Shout it out anyway." Just shout it out anyway. And the idea of that thought was, even though I'm going through difficulties, and even though I'm having a tough time, I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to serve Him in spite of the troubles. And that's the kind of attitude we need. That's the kind of attitude Paul and Silas had when they were in prison at midnight. And instead of belly aching, instead of saying, "God, this isn't fair. If I'll ever get out of this prison, I'll not serve You again." Oh, no. Instead of that attitude, they sang and they prayed and they praised. And God sought them. God brought them out of the prison. Oh, we need that kind of people today. We need that kind of people that will say, "In spite of my circumstances, I'm still going to serve Him." You see, it's not supposed to be our circumstances that make us serve Him anyway. We aren't supposed to serve Him only when it's easy. We're to serve Him in spite of our circumstances. We're to serve Him, we're to give Him our all in spite of the difficulties. No, may God put in our hearts this morning, the attitude is, I refuse to give up. I refuse to give up. I'm not giving in to the flesh. I'm not giving in to the devil. I'm not listening to the lies. This morning I'd like to say, I'm not going to give up on people. There's been times I've been disappointed. There's been times that people have let me down. I'm not complaining. Listen, I've disappointed more people than have disappointed me. There's no doubt. I have been a disappointment to others. I've let others down. I've failed other people. There's been times that I have been disappointed. People that I hoped would improve have gotten worse. People that I've prayed for have gotten further from the Lord. People that I've prayed for, I'm sorry, I hope this doesn't make some of you fearful, but some people I've prayed for to get well didn't get well. And there's been disappointments, but in spite of the disappointments, I refuse to give up on people. I refuse to give up on them. I refuse to give up on the Lord touching them. I refuse to give up on them improving. I refuse to give up on the fact that God still can hear and answer prayer. I know that He can. And in spite of disappointments, in spite of people that have let me and you down, we dare not give up on people. You see, I've already mentioned it, I'll mention it again. It isn't them we're depending on. It's Him. And He will never disappoint us. He will never disappoint us. He's always there. You see, with God, it's never too hard. There's no difficult cases with God. There's some hard-headed, hard-hearted people in this world, but they're not too hard-headed and they're not too hard-hearted for God to not be able to break through and touch. And I'm not going to give up on people. I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on trusting. I'm going to keep on trying to help them when I can, because I know my God can touch their heart. According to what I read in the Bible, some of the people that God used the most were people who let God down earlier in their life. David committed adultery and murder, but God used him mightily. Peter denied the Lord and cursed, but God used him mightily after he got right. John Mark said, I'm going home to mama. But later on, Barnabas said, come on, John Mark, we got a job to do. Later on, Paul said, he's profitable to me. And the people that may disappoint you today, if you'll keep on praying and you keep on waiting and you keep on trusting God, God can turn them around to where God can use them like never before. There may be some that kick out. There may be some that quit. But I'm not going to give up on everybody. Some of the people I pray for may quit God. Some of the people I pray for may never accomplish anything for God. But I'm not going to give up on everybody because a few here and a few there, one here and one there do. I'm having a little bit of difficulty finding somebody to cut my hair like I like. This barber I'm going to, the first couple of times I thought, man, I finally found a barber that can satisfy me. But the last few times, he keeps going higher and higher and higher. And I keep expecting to go, instead of saying barbershop, I think you ought to change the name to Mohawks R Us. He just keeps going higher. But my point is, just because he's disappointed me, don't mean I'm going to quit getting a haircut. I'm going to somebody else next time. And there may be some people that disappoint me and break my heart. But I'm not giving up on people in general. There may be some that'll break your heart and walk away from you and stomp on your heart, but don't give up on everybody. You find the ones that will listen. You find the ones that can be helped. You find the ones that will turn around and keep serving God. I'm not going to give up on people. I'm not going to give up on me. My problem's not near as much people as it is me. I've been disappointed in me a whole lot more than I have disappointed in people.
I'm letting God down a whole lot more than I see in people's lives. I've hurt God more than anybody I know of. I've made messes that hurt me and trouble me. And sometimes I think, why don't you just forget it? Why don't you just give up? Every time you think you're going to do better, you do worse. Why don't you just forget it? But in my heart, something says, you can't quit. You can't give up on yourself. And I say this morning, with God's help, I refuse to give up on me. If He'll help me, I'm not going to quit serving Him. If He'll give me grace, I'm going to serve Him. It'll break my heart if I fail Him, but I'm not going to quit. It'll break my heart when I think about how lack I am and how unworthy I am and how I fail Him so many times and sometimes how dumb I feel. It breaks my heart, but I'm still not going to quit serving Him if He'll give me grace. I may fall, but I'm going to get up and brush myself off and keep on serving God if He'll give me grace. I refuse to give up. I'm just not going to give up if He'll give me grace. I say that humbly. I know I need His grace. I know if He doesn't help me, I'll fall today. But if He'll help me, and I believe He will, I'm going to keep serving God. I'm not going to give up on people. I'm not going to give up on me. I'm not going to give in to the devil. He may knock me down, but like I said, I'm going to get up and brush myself off and hopefully keep on serving Him. He may get me pinned, or He may get me down, but I hope I won't let Him get me pinned. Paul said that in 2 Corinthians 4:9, persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. He says, I'm like a wrestler, and the opponent may get me down, but I'm not letting him get that last shoulder down. He may have the best of me right now. I may seem like I'm losing, but He ain't going to get me pinned. And that ought to be our attitude to the devil. There may be times he makes us stumble. There may be times he trips us up. There may be times he gets us discouraged. But we can't let him win. We can't let him win. We can't give up on ourselves, and we can't give up on the Lord. May the Lord put in our hearts this determination. Devil, you ain't winning this one. I got a prayer request right now. I suppose it means more to me than anything ever has in my life. And there's times where I think, it just ain't going to happen. But then inside something says, you keep on praying. And I want to say to the devil, you ain't winning this battle. I'm not giving up on this one. Oh, that ought to be our attitude. With God's help, I refuse to give up. If my circumstances aren't what they want to be, so what? If I have to face trouble, so what? If I have to hurt, so what? If I have to weep, so what? I want to keep serving Him anyway. After all, we're soldiers. We're not Girl Scouts. We're on a battlefield, not a playground. This is serious. It's not supposed to be easy. It isn't supposed to be easy. It isn't supposed to be just going through a bed of roses and then we get to heaven and no problems, no trials. We're soldiers. We're in a war. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard. But may God give us grace to say, I'm going to fight anyway. Troubles come, trials come, tears come. So be it. I wish they didn't have to. I wish they wouldn't. But if they do, I'm not going to give up. Oh, may God put that in our hearts. You see, the cost of discipleship has always been high. The cost of being a disciple of Christ has always been everything. We can't be His disciple if we don't give Him everything. Everything. We can't hold on to anything and be His true disciple. We can't truly follow Him if we hold on to anything. Discipleship has always cost everything. And if He sees to send trials, He's the Lord and we're the servant. So be your will. If He sees to let us hurt, He's the Lord and we're the servant. So be your will. But don't give up. Don't quit. I may get tired. And I may have to rest. But I don't want to quit. I don't want to quit. I refuse to give up. But I'll ask you this question and I'll answer it. Why? Why is this so serious? Why is this so important? Why did God speak these thoughts to my heart the other day? Why is it important for you to decide this morning, I'm not going to give up in spite of the trials, in spite of the heartaches, in spite of the trouble, in spite of the questions. I'm not going to give up. Why is it so important? First, because it's the Lord's will. It says, let us not be weary in well-doing. Doing right is right. Doing right is right. No matter how difficult it is to do right, right is still right. And I don't want to fail God. I don't want to back up. I don't want to quit. I don't want to give up because it's God's will for me to keep going. It isn't God's will for me to quit. It isn't God's will for me to give up. It isn't God's will for me to quit trying, to quit praying, to quit trying to help, to quit trying to do better myself. That isn't God's will. It's God's will for me to do right. It's God's will for us to do right. I ask this question, why should we decide I refuse to give up? First, because it's the Lord's will. Secondly, I refuse to give up this morning because He's been so good to me. Boy, I feel like His pet. I'm so blessed. Shoo! Excuse me just a minute. It costs too much to quit God. It costs too much to just coast. See, I don't have to resign the church. If I quit God this morning, I don't have to resign the church. I don't have to quit preaching. I don't have to quit visiting you. I don't have to quit going to the hospital. I can do all of that, just coast and still be quit. And there's a whole lot of people that are really saved and they hadn't got out of church. They hadn't quit God and gone back into their old way, but they just coast. They come to church, they sit on church pews, they sing in the choir, they sing the specials, they teach the class, they come and they participate as far as being here, but they're just coasting. And they've quit God, even though they show up for everything. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can sing, but if you don't sing with your heart, it ain't real. You can teach the class, but if you don't teach with all your heart, you're playing a game. I can preach the message, but if I don't preach from my heart with a burden, with a touch of God, I'm wasting my time and yours. The cost is too high to quit. The cost is too high to give up. The cost is too high to resign. You see, if I quit praying for that fella, if I quit praying for that lady, I may be the only one left praying. And the results of me giving up may be that they finally just really get out of God's will and really make a mess. And there may be a daddy that's not being the proper example to his children. Or a mama that's leading her children the wrong way. Or a person at work that's leading lost people down the wrong road as far as a testimony. And the reason, one of the reasons is because I gave up on that person I should be praying for and trying to help. The cost is too high. The cost is too high to give up. The cost is too high to just give up on the Lord. If I give up and quit serving God, I know everything about your life doesn't depend on your pastor. But God has designed it to where the pastor and the preacher is supposed to be a help to people. That's the way He designed it. And if I quit God, you're going to suffer because of it. The cost is too high to quit. If you quit God, your children are going to suffer. They watch you. They see you. They watch your life. And they know how important church is to you. They know how important the Word of God is to you. They know how much prayer really means to you because they see you. They watch you. And we're leading them either in the wrong way or the right way. So we'd better not quit. We better say, if God will give me grace, I refuse to give up. I refuse to stop. I refuse to backpedal. I refuse to coast. The cost is too high. By God's grace, I say this morning, I refuse to give up because there's too many that have already given up. Every church you go to, there's empty pews, empty spots where there used to be a person sitting there that was right with God, on fire. And now their spot is empty. Everybody here knows of people that's kicked out and quit. And I don't want to be in that number. And every time I hear about somebody that's quit God, I think in my own heart, honestly, this is what I think. Am I going to be next? If I don't watch out, the devil's liable to trip me up. If I'm not careful, see, I don't know what they went through, and I don't know what they had to face, and I don't know all the reasons why they kicked out. They're not excused, because if they kicked out, it's wrong. But if I face what they faced, I may kick out too. And I say, Lord, please, I don't want to be next. There's too many people who have already quit. We can't afford any more casualties. We can't afford any more fallen soldiers. We can't afford the price of someone else quitting. So friend, don't be in that number of quitters. I refuse to give up by God's grace. The last thing, because the harvest is too great. It says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If we remain true, if we stay true, if we stay in there, if we obey God, if we're honest to Him and open with Him, if we walk with Him, He said there's a harvest coming. In due season, could I throw this in real quick? That due season's up to Him. When it happens, it's up to Him. But He said there's going to be a harvest. In due season, we shall reap. You see, if I quit God, someone that I could have prayed for or encouraged or helped to get them right, you see, I won't be there to help them. And the harvest of seeing them get right won't be accomplished. I'm not saying it all depends on me. I'm just saying every person's important. And if I quit God, that which God could do through me won't get done. The harvest is too great to quit. There's no telling what God could do through us if we'll just keep on walking, keep on serving, and not quit, not give up, not let it get to you. Listen, if your best friend forsakes you, find you another friend, but keep serving God. If your boss man tells you in the morning, I'm sorry, we don't need you anymore, find you another job, but keep serving God. If your car blows up before you get home, buy you a bicycle, but you keep serving God. If you stay sick and never get any better, you don't let it get to you. Do what you can do. You may not do what you could do while you were well, but do what you can do, but don't you quit serving God. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Put it in your heart. Say, Lord, please, put it in my heart. With God's help, I refuse to. Devil, you want to fight? Okay. With God's help, I'm not giving up. You see, He's coming. Our Lord is going to come back and get us. It's going to be this quick, quicker than that. And I sure would hate to quit this close to His coming. I sure would hate to go AWOL just before the battle that brings victory. I sure would hate to quit right before He comes. Maybe that's why the devil's battling so much, because he kind of figures that the Lord's coming is getting awful close. And that's one reason why that song that the choir sang means so much to me. I want to fight the battle till my last breath. I want to swing the sword as long as I've got strength that God will give me. I don't want to give up. I don't want to cast in the towel. I don't want to quit. I don't want to give up. I want to stand for the Lord. And listen, I may never see what I hope to see in this world. God may never use me like I want Him to. This church may never do what I want to see it do. I may never see my dreams that God's placed in my heart. But I believe in the end, I'll be better off because I had those dreams, because I had those hopes, because I prayed those prayers, because I did what I should do. And I believe in the end, I'll be better off because I've stuck. I'll be better off because I didn't quit. And I believe in the end, God will get more honor out of my lives if I just keep on dreaming and keep on praying and keep on hoping and keep on working. And if it never comes to fact, if I never see it, I think I'll still be better off, and I believe He'll get more honor out of my life. And maybe, 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 when I stand before Him, He'll be able to say, "Well done. Well done." I refuse to get discouraged, to be sad, or to cry. I refuse to be downhearted, and here's the reason why. I have a God who's mighty, who's sovereign and supreme. I have a God who loves me, and I am on His team. He is all wise and powerful. Jesus is His name. Though everything is changeable, my God remains the same. My God knows all that's happening, beginning to the end. His presence is my comfort. He is my dearest friend. When sickness comes to weaken me, to bring my head down low, I call upon my mighty God, into His arms I go. When circumstances threaten to rob me from my peace, He draws me close unto His breast, where all my striving cease. And when my heart melts within me and weakness takes control, He gathers me into His arms. He soothes my heart and soul. The great I Am is with me. My life is in His hand. The Son of the Lord is my hope. It's in His strength I stand. I refuse to be defeated. My eyes are on my God. He has promised to be with me. It's through this life I trod. I'm looking past all my circumstances to heaven's throne above. My prayers have reached the heart of God. I'm resting in His love. I give God thanks in everything. My eyes are on His face. The battle's His. The victory is mine. He'll help me win the race. I just refuse to give up. With God's help, and one of these days we'll be checking out of here. And the only thing that'll matter then is if I was faithful. That's all that'll matter. Let's stand together, heads bowed and eyes closed. Gail, if you'll come. There's people here this morning probably that need to be saved, and this invitation's for you. If you've never trusted the Lord as your personal Savior, I ask you, as we wait before the Lord and wait for you, will you move from the pew and come down to this altar and kneel and say, "Lord, please, I'm a sinner and I want to be saved. I believe You died for my sin and rose again, and I'm claiming what You did on the cross for my salvation, my forgiveness." I'm convinced there's people here, you're growing weary and tired and discouraged and disappointed, and you just need some help. You need for God touch your heart and to help you. This invitation is for you. There's probably people here, you haven't quit God. You're still mostly faithful to church and faithful to do a lot of things. But if you'd be honest, you're coasting. You don't do it with all your heart. It doesn't mean to you what it used to. It's more of a routine now than a heartfelt, heart-sacrificed, compassionate love of service for Him. And you need to come and say, "Lord, please help me to do it because I love You." Maybe there's someone here this morning, there's something on your heart I haven't even mentioned. Listen, this invitation's to whoever God speaks to for whatever reason. Please mind the Lord. Father, please speak to hearts. Help us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. As she plays, heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you need to come this morning, get some help from Him. You've heard the message, but what I preached really doesn't matter. The question is the Lord speaking to your heart about coming to Him for anything? some help, some encouragement. Maybe the Lord's convicted your heart and you need to come and say, Lord, please, I've failed you. I want to do better. Whatever the reason, whatever the need, maybe you're just going through a trial and you want God to give you grace to help you. Whatever's on your heart, whatever's burdening you, whatever's troubling you, will you come now while you can? My heart's desire is to just keep on trusting Him, to keep on fasting as He leads, to keep on praying, to keep on serving till I die. That's my desire, but I'll be honest, I recognize unless the Lord keeps that desire in my heart, I'll fail Him. And that's why I ask Him this morning once again for renewed grace, a new touch, a fresh touch on me. Is that what you need to pray? If so, will you come?